for everyone's following the guidelines that we have in place here. And the masjid recommends that you continue to follow these guidelines throughout the day and through all the other prayers and events that come. Inshallah, just a few announcements. Dr. Siddiqui, inshallah, is going to continue his Sunday evening or Sunday classes from 12 to 1, his tafsir classes. He'll be discussing Surah Ali Imran this week. And the Zoom link is the same link that has been previously provided. I believe it's on the email. So make sure you check that class out. It's on Sundays from 12 to 1. And then there's a special talk tonight by the youth group. It's discussing drugs, intoxicants, and peer pressure. This is a difficult topic. However, it's a necessary topic. Many children and families struggle with this topic, and it is necessary to discuss it, become aware, and know what kind of resources are available for anyone that have gone through something like this. This will be online. The link has been provided. It's in collaboration with Sahaba Initiative. And if you are a resident here in Garden Grove, especially surrounding the masjid has started a neighborhood watch group. It's in collaboration with Garden Grove Police Department, crime prevention officers. So if you want to be part of that group, help if you see something, and you know, there's ways to go about doing that. You can talk to Sister Sabiha. She has details on how you can be part of that group and help be, you know, provide safety for your community. So again, that's if you want to get involved in that, make sure you talk to Sister Sabiha. It's a neighborhood watch group with the Garden Grove Police Department. And lastly, just a reminder to cover your mouth and nose, to make sure you wear your mask at all times. I guess also no shaking hands or removing your mask at any time. These little extra precautions can go a long way, especially with the rise in COVID cases these days. Lastly, just remember that when prayer is over, please leave at one row at a time. Be mindful of social distancing, and use the back parking lot exit to exit from. And that's it for today. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أرسله الله تعالى بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله وكفى بالله شهيدا أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وإن خير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وإن شر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار All praise for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Our Lord, our Creator, the Master of the Universe And peace and blessings upon His prophets and messengers All the prophets and messengers of Allah Especially the last and the final prophet Muhammad Salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam There is no God except Allah And I bear witness that Muhammad, salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi, is the last and final prophet and messenger. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in a hadith reported by Imam Muslim, عن تميم الداري, أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال, الدين النصيحة. قلنا لمن قال لله ولكتابه ولرسوله ولأئمة المسلمين وعامتهم. Short hadith, but it has a lot of meaning. It talks about a very important concept of Islam, and that is reported by Tamim al-Dari, radiallahu anhu, a great Sahabi. He says that Rasulullah sallam said that deen is nasiha. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the gift of Jawami'ul Kalim. Jawami'ul Kalim are words that are few but have a lot of meaning. So in few words he expressed the whole thing that you can go on talking about it. And the Prophet ﷺ used just one word for deen. What is deen all about? He said, deenu an-nasiha. Deen is nasiha. And Imam Nawawi rahimahullah says about this, هذا حديث عظيم الشأن عليه مدار الإسلام. This is a great hadith. Actually, the whole Islam revolves around it. So Sahaba, they asked the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, نصيحة for whom? الدين والنصيحة. I'll explain the word نصيحة. But الدين والنصيحة, دين is نصيحة. So Sahaba said, لمن يا رسول الله? For whom, O Messenger of Allah? He said, for Allah. For his messenger, for his book, for the leaders of Muslims, and for everybody, for all Muslims. Ammatul Muslimin. So nasiha is a very important word. It's mentioned in the Quran many times. Allah's prophets came to do the nasiha to the people. إِنِّي لَكُمْ مِنَ النَّاسِحِينَ نَسَحْتُ لَكُمْ وَلَكِنْ لَا تُحِبُّونَ النَّاسِحِينَ Yeah, the prophets came to give nasiha to the people. And nasiha is, actually it has three meanings. One is purity, goodness. That's why the Arabs use the word when the honey is extracted and it cleaned from its wax, they call it nasuh al-asal. Honey has become pure. Clean. Nasuh al-asal. Nasiha also means mending, sewing. The tailor is called Nasih because he makes the cloth fit the person. So he put things in the right way. And if there is something that is tearing and something is thin, then he can put it together. So Nasiha, Nasiha is a tailor, is a mender. He corrects things, he improves things, Nasiha. And also from this comes a concept is counseling, advising, a good advice, sincere advice. So Nasiha is sincerity. That's why we have Tubu ila Allahi tawbatan nasuha. O believers, repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a sincere way, sincere tawbah. So sincerity, advice, correcting things, goodwill, loyalty, all of these are the meanings of the word nasiha. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, this is your sincere relationship, you're sincerely with to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are sincerely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So lillah, first our sincerity is for Allah. And for Allah means that we recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we believe in Allah, we recognize His oneness, do not make any shirk, we obey His commands, we worship Him. He is our ultimate loyalty to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of this is the nasiha lillahi ta'ala. And of course, this nasiha, when we do that for Allah, it is for ourselves. Because once you have loyalty to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is good for you. Allah does not need that. It is we need it ourselves. Our ibadah is for our benefit. So it is all of these things are for our benefit. So you have since you have become sincere for yourself when you obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you commit yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in a similar way, sincerity for the Messenger of Allah. Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stand for whatever Allah tells him. So his ita'ah, his obedience is the obedience of Allah. مَنْ يُتَعِي الرَّسُولَ فَقَدْ أَطَاعَ اللَّهِ. So obey the Rasul, recognize him as the Messenger of Allah, honor him, respect him, support him, defend him. All of these things are part of your sincerity for the Messenger of Allah. The more you are sincere to Messenger of Allah, the more you recognize him, the more you are, you will devote yourself. I mean, we don't worship the Messenger, he's a human being, but at the same time, the highest person, the greatest person. And so our loyalty is for him, our faith in him, our love for him, the love of Allah and the love of the Messenger of Allah, these are very important. So that is what means sincerity for the Messenger of Allah. Sincerity for the Book of Allah, it is the Book, Quran, that has come for our guidance. It is the last Book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the final Book of Allah, the most authentic Book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything in the Quran is true. There is nothing that is from the human, it's all from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is our duty to read the Quran regularly, every day, read the Quran. You read any section, but read it. Do not neglect the Book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Read it, understand it, follow it. You know, give it this message to the world. Defend the Quran, defend the message of the Quran. All of these things are loyalty to the Quran, sincere relationship with the Quran. And then the Prophet ﷺ said, "Wale aimmatil muslimin," and the leaders of Muslims. Muslims, of course, the leaders will be religious leaders, imams, ulama, scholars, and also the other leaders, worldly leaders. So whether they are imams, scholars, ulama, or other leaders, everybody needs some relationship, good relationship, sincere relationship, and also advice. I mean, we don't give advice to Allah and to His Messenger and to the Book of Allah, but as far as the Imma and the Ammatul Muslimin, they need advice. Everybody needs advice. And advice has to be given with sincerity so that you have right leaders, and they have to be corrected if they make mistake, and support them, help them in the good causes, in the Amr bil Ma'ruf and Nahy anil Munkar. All of these things, they are required in the loyalty for the leaders. But do not support the leaders simply because they are leaders, simply because they are in the position of authority, so now you have to support them. No, you have to see that this is your nasiha. Nasiha for them, if it is possible to give that. Of course, in some places they don't allow you to give the nasiha. They get very angry, very upset. So you have to do that, whatever you can do in the situation. Or ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give the right leaders, and those who are righteous and those who are obedient, they are the ones who become the leaders of the community. Allahumma la tuwalli umurana shirarana, walli umurana khayarana. Oh Allah, do not give the authority to ourselves to those who are evil among us, but give authority over us to those who are pious, who are righteous, who are good people. And then also, that is nasiha for all Muslims. As Jabir ibn Abdullah said, Bay'atu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam al-salati wa zakah. He said, I made bay'ah at the hand of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that I'm going to pray and I'm going to give zakah. Wa nusha li kulli Muslim. And I will have sincere relationship with every Muslim. I will wish good for every person. Every Muslim. And nusha li kulli Muslim. So this is a very important thing, that recognize that other Muslim, I have to deal with him in the right way. Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu anhu, it is reported to him that one day somebody came to him to sell a horse. And he asked, he said, how much you ask for this horse? He said, 300 dirham. He looked at the horse. He said, but your horse is worth much more than that. And if somebody else would have been, he said, you would have grabbed it. But he said that your horse is much, much, much more, much value, its value is much more than that. So he said, well, this is what I'm asking. He said, no, I gave him 800 dirham. He said, the horse is worth more than 800 dirham. And he gave him that. And when somebody asked me why you did that, he said, I heard the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say that I made bay'ah at the hand of the Prophet ﷺ that I will be sincere to every Muslim. I will be sincere for that person. I didn't want to be insincere to that person. I didn't want to cheat him. Man ghashana falaysa minna. The one who cheats does not belong to us. So that's the kind of love. That's the kind of commitment, understanding that we have to care for every person. And of course, Rasulullah ﷺ said, Lil Muslimin, that you have loyalty and you have sincerity towards every Muslim, that doesn't mean that non-Muslims you have to be very insincere to them. No. You have to also be sincere to them. Because as I mentioned before, in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the prophets to do the nasiha to the people. And many of them were not believers. Inni lakum minan nasihin. I am a sincere person to you. Nasahtu lakum. وَلَكِنْ لَا تُحِبُّونَ النَّاسِحِينَ. I give you advice. So the nasiha was for everyone. But the mention is nasiha lil-muslimin is because generally Muslims deal with Muslims. Let's mention that. Or at least primarily your sincerity must be with Muslims, but then at the same time for others. Because Islam is the religion for all people, and the Muslims have to be to bring goodness among everyone. As Rasulullah was rahmatul lil alameen, the mercy to the worlds. So we have to be an example for that. Start with ourselves, but at the same time, extend it to others, and we show our sincerity to others. So today there are many counselors, many advisors. Some people have professional advice, some people have professional counselors, which is fine in some cases. But actually the point is that the sincere advisors, that's what we need. The people who really mean well, the people who really are concerned about other people, that is what is lacking, and that is what is needed very much, and that's what Islam emphasizes. Deen ad-nasiha. Deen means that you have to have sincerity. loyalty, goodwill, righteousness, and understand that you have to correct things, improve things, mending things. That is what we have to do. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us that tawfiq and hidayah, that we be sincere to ourselves and sincere to others, sincere in our families, in our communities, in our neighborhood, with other people. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. So part of our nasiha to everyone is to be careful in this situation. The people are getting tired of virus, and they call it virus fatigue. And they are not paying attention. But it is unfortunately, maybe because of this carelessness, it is increasing. And it is now again, a wave is coming, and San Diego County, Riverside County, some other counties have declared already purple alert, which means that they will not allow anything inside. Only gatherings will be outside. They will do that. Los Angeles County and Orange County have not done that, but they are at the verge of it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect everybody. So it is increasing, and it is very, very important that the guidelines that are given to us, we should observe them strictly. Wearing the mask, keeping the distance, social distance, washing of the hands, when you come to the masjid, bring your musalla. Don't shake hands with others, although we love to shake hands. But unfortunately, this cannot do it until, inshallah, this go away. Then you can do a lot of shaking hands after that, inshallah, as soon as it happens. But at this time, it has to be that, observe that. And make dua. Increase your dua. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that remove this bala, remove this waba from us. And those who passed away, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive them and to bless them. There are a lot of people who have passed away. Muslims also passed away. And there are many people who are suffering, who are in hospital, who are tested positive. So we have to pray for them. May Allah give them shifa. So we have Sayyid Badruddin, Sister Shamim Ahmad, Sister Asma Arshad, Brother Suleiman Ahmad, Sister Salima Khan, Sister Sameer Nadeem, and Brother Ahmed Patel, especially make dua for their shifa. Allahumma shfihim ya Allah. I'm not saying that they are because of COVID, but they are not well, so make dua for them. And the people who passed away is Brother Mustafa Qureshi and Brother Mahmoud Al-Hassan. May I dua maghfirah for them. Allahumma shfih mardana wa arham mawtana wa aqdim bis-salihati a'malana. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة والفوز بالجنة والنجاة من النار. اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة. اللهم احفظنا من كل سوء. اللهم احفظنا من كل شر. اللهم احفظنا من كل ضرر. اللهم احفظنا من كل داء ومن كل وباء. رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين. عباد الله رحمكم الله. إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولذكر الله أكبر فأقيموا الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله